It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. Let's take your life to the next level. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast.
Good morning from Verona, Italy. So welcome to another edition of the Wealth Architect Podcast. I'm your host, Mark Yeagy. I'm just going to talk to you about a follow-on to a video, audio podcast that I did a couple of days ago, and it was about the Bank of England and the collapse of the currency, or the seeming collapse at the time of the currency, and now it's kind of recovered. But I don't think we're out of the woods yet. I think when you start to see systemic problems, you start to see cracks in the system. Now, whether the central bank will just be able to print money in England and fix the problem, well, that's what they've always done. I just don't think it's going to continue to work. It might work short term, and it is certainly working short term. The pound has gone from $1.03 per pound to $1.14 just in a week. It's been actually pretty amazing. But it's certainly of note that there are some problems with the pensions. There's problems with inflation. There's problems with printing money out of thin air. When you get something for free, it's just not worth it, right? Think about the last time you got something for free. And so let's fast forward to what's going on around the world. The last few days, we've had rampant increases in the market, right? So the market has said, well, if the Bank of England is going to print money, that means that the other central banks in the world are going to print money. Well, that's probably true, right? We've been kind of waiting for the Fed to quote unquote pivot before they've broken things. So that's what the market is thinking. Okay, look, if they're going to print money, then we're going to print money. And if we're going to print money in the United States, and we're going to print money in Japan, and we're going to print money in Europe, then we're going to print money everywhere, and that's going to make everything go up. It's what it's always done. So I guess it'll always happen. And so the markets are loving that idea. Problem is, I'm not seeing a huge amount of volume on that. And so when there's not a huge amount of volume, it's generally the people that are knee-jerk reaction to news that drive those events, and not necessarily the big smart money. Now, I don't know if there is any smart money in the world anymore, but generally, when you see these moves, you have to watch them. There's been big moves over the last couple of days, like 5-6% in the market going up. And that's off of a pretty recent bottom. We tested the lows from back in June. But will it sustain? I don't know. I've always believed that we're in a bear market, at least since last November, when the Fed came out in the US and said, hey, listen, we're gonna be tightening soon, so get ready. And since that 9-month period has gone by, we've essentially started a bear market. And I think we're gonna continue the bear market. Sure, we're gonna have some bear rallies in here. And I don't try to predict the markets. I try to play them as they come every day. So you've gotta do the same thing. The reason we have this Wealth Architect podcast, and maybe the reason you tune in, is because it's more than just, hey, give your money to a broker and let them just do the thing, right? Let's just buy and hold, and 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we'll look at our portfolio and the market goes up, right? Well, it doesn't always go up. I mean, it took, if you look at the prices between 2000 and 2020, the markets were basically flat. At least the NASDAQ was flat. And if you factor in inflation, you're going backwards. And so you need to kind of be aware of what's going on in the world. Doesn't mean you need to knee-jerk react on everything that's going on around the world either, but you should at least be aware of what's going on so that you can take action if you need to. And that action means not giving up your power and your health, your wealth, and your time. And so if you give your money to a broker who's not paying attention to world events, who doesn't know what's going on in the Bank of England, who doesn't know how to react, well, then you're giving up your power. And I hate to see you do that. I want to see you take control of your money. At least, trust but verify. You might want to trust somebody, but verify that they're doing the right things with your money. Listen, if you are watching this here in 2022, you've probably gotten hammered giving your money over to somebody else. You might have even gotten hammered if you've been handling your own money, because it's too easy to click a mouse on the screen and invest $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and pretty soon, if you don't know what you're doing, you've given up a lot of money, and then you say, well, I'll just wait, and it'll come back. That's what most investors do. And I don't want you to be one of those investors. I want you to take control and know that there are strategies. There are things that you can do. You can understand the information and you can apply it to your own portfolio. So, I believe that there's lots of different assets that you can invest in that are prudent in this market. People are like, what do I invest in? Well, if you look at it from the outside, you say, well, real estate's about to go down and get crushed. You look at mortgage rates, they're at 7%. Okay, real estate. You look at gold, it hasn't done anything for 10 years. You look at Bitcoin, it's gotten hammered over the last year, year and a half. And the evidence is there that there's not a lot of stuff. The stock market has gone down for the last 9-10 months. The bond market is just the safest money in the world. The US Treasury market has gone down 20-30%. we've lost money. Where do you put your money? You can't put it in a bank. You'll lose money to inflation. It's like, where do you turn? But there are smart places to put your money. And I can't tell you that right now on this podcast because I don't know you. It'd be imprudent for me to say, you definitely got to buy Bitcoin or you definitely got to put your money in the stock market. But I can tell you, you got to have a system. You got to know what's going on. And that system is going to allow you to take the emotion out of the market. We have a system called the cash flow machine that I talk about. It's my system. I'm very proud of it. It's my life's work. And I believe in creating cash flow in your investing rather than just sitting there and waiting and hoping that the big money drives it up. Because a lot of people put their money in GE 30, 40 years ago, and they don't have much to show for it. Same with Ford. It's, you know, same with Sears. So a lot of times these big blue chips that you think are going to be around forever, they go out of business. In fact, there's not a single stock that's in the Dow Jones Industrial Average that was created more than 100 and something years ago, but still in the Industrial Average. The last one was GE, and they took that out about, I don't know, 7 or 8, 9 years ago. And so there are no stocks left that lasted 100 years. Think about it. That's pretty bad. That tells you that most stocks are going to go out of business over time because of competition, because of bad management, because of, you know, whatever, the market. So you need to take control. And I wanted to bring this to you because I don't think this bear market rally is going to last forever. Hey, I could be wrong, but I react to the markets not just on a daily basis. I let the markets tell me what they're doing. But if they're not telling me an accurate story, I'm a little skeptical. I raise some eyebrows here and there, and I hope you do too. Listen, thanks for tuning in. As always, I appreciate your support of the Wealth Architect Podcast, and I'll see you on the next one. Remember, never give up your power and your health, your wealth, or your time. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yagi. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.